Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
It's a Tuesday and our journal following through and headed definitely in the right direction. The Big Ten Conference formally announced Monday the members of the Big Ten Anti-Hate, Anti-Racism Coalition, which includes practically everyone, student athletes, coaches, ADs, chancellors, presidents, and other members of the Big Ten family. In addition, the Big Ten Conference formally launched a voter registration initiative that has been in the planning stages since February of this year. And Indiana University, certainly well represented, led by our incoming Director of Athletics, Scott Dolson, head coaches Steve Aird, volleyball, Angel Escobedo, wrestling, student athletes Savannah Spears in swimming, Race Thompson from the basketball team, Anthony Thompson, senior associate AD, also on the committee along with Maddie White, senior associate AD, and faculty rep Kurt Zorn. By the way, we were talking about the Voter Registration Committee. Lisa Winters, Director of Leadership and Life Skills, will be joined by Maddie White on that particular committee. Along the lines of this formation by the Big Ten, the Anti-Hate and Anti-Racism Coalition, pray for unity, love one another, seek justice. Hashtag LEO. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, I tell you, going nowhere fast, this baseball situation, and I don't like these words from Commissioner Rob Manfred. It's just a disaster for our game, absolutely. No question about it. It shouldn't be happening. Well, now, after saying he was confident we'd be playing, yesterday, Monday, the commish, Rob Manfred, has kind of walked back his certainty now regarding an entire 2020 season. The commissioner not confident at all that a campaign will be played as long as there's no dialogue with the MLBPA. If you'll remember, Manfred stated just last week he was 100% certain that a season would come to pass. MLB Monday sent a letter to the union to inform the players that there would be no season unless they waived any legal claims against the league. In that report, it kind of clarifies that players would be unable to file a grievance relating to the way the league negotiated prior to the mandated campaign. I don't know. Our thought for the day, seek to understand before being understood. Have a good Tuesday. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com.